The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're going to be talking about Barnabas Vision, and Ansley Ledbetter is with us today from Barnabas Vision. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So you guys have an event coming up. It's going to be on the MTSU campus. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so we are having our annual fall event this year. It's going to look a little different. We're doing a pause to praise event where we will be doing just that. We will be pausing during our day to praise the Lord for all he has done, both for the Barnabas Vision and in our community. That will be October 23rd from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
For those who may be new to the area, tell us a little bit about what happens at Barnabas each day.
Yeah, so we help with rental and utility assistance, and also just work as an encouragement ministry to encourage those around us that are going through difficult times and can't meet their rent.
Rent, it seems like, is higher than ever. I mean, not just
it
here,
is.
But literally everywhere.
Yeah.
What do the people tell you when they come to you and say, you know, I really need some help because I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I don't have any money left for the remainder of this month, and I need to figure out a budget plan, and I'm stuck. Our family's going to get kicked out of here.
Yeah, that's a very common case. Most of our clients that come in, their rent is thousands of dollars. Like, I think the average right now is like $1,800. And it's just it's a severe problem. If you have someone who's barely making ends meet, and or even if they've been set back from like an illness or like a hospitalization, it can just have that big snowball effect. So that's a very real issue that we've been seeing.
And I guess it often is just one thing that happens, like maybe their car breaks down, they can't make it to work, and then next thing you know, they lose their job. But that's how quick it happens.
Oh yeah, it happens like at the snap of a finger. Like if you have a single mom with kids and that kid gets sick and she has to stay home and she misses a certain amount of work, she could get fired. And it's just, it's a whole issue.
You know, it's crazy that rent has gotten so high.
Yeah.
I mean, $1,800, I mean, if that's about average for what, a two bedroom, three bedroom even?
Yeah, it's usually, I think two bedrooms are kind of in there. Three bedrooms are now, I think we're seeing in the low 2000s. And some two bedrooms are even now in the 2000s.
I mean, people are being priced out of the area.
Yeah, it is terrible.
In some cases where you're talking with a family and there's no way they can afford to stay where they are some of them moving to places like Shelbyville, Bedford County, Cannon County? I mean, where are they going?
Yeah, some are moving and then some can't because, or not that they can't, but their roots are in Murfreesboro, their work's there, their kids go to school there, those kind of things. So they're trying to do everything they can to stay where they are, to stay in that community that they have made for themselves. But it's a sad situation for sure.
Now, are there some people who you help to get further assistance, maybe through the state or I mean, I guess, are there programs they can be a part of or get on a waiting list for?
Yeah. So we have like a resource list with other Rutherford County nonprofits, churches, other community partners that we have that also help. So if we're not able to help or our assistance won't help them fully, we often will give them that list where they can call and see if other people can meet their needs.
So kind of walk us through what does happen. So if somebody out there is in need of help paying for rent, and I mean, because I know your goal is to, you know, keep them off the street. You'd rather them stay at their place as opposed to getting kicked out and having to start all over again.
Exactly.
So walk us through what happens.
Yeah. So we'll have a client call our phone or come into the office and they'll say, you know, like my rent is X amount of money and I'm needing assistance. And how our process works is because we are a small nonprofit, we ask that they owe $750 or less to take an application with one of our social workers. And their bill has to be current, can't have any late fees or past due fees on it. And then we'll take an application and ask that they attend one of our life skills education classes, such as our budgeting class, coping skills, Bible class, one of those, and then they'll go through the whole application process. And if we're able to assist, usually we will, because we are supplemental, we'll give like $200 to $300 on that bill.
Does Barnabas Vision, do they actually reach out to the property management company themselves, or how does that usually unfold?
So our clients, they'll have to send like their ID and their lease, the front and back page with like that property manager, leasing agent, kind of whoever, landlord, whoever is over that. And then we usually write checks. And so we will write that check to that landlord or property manager.
Have you guys ever run into problems where the landlord just refuses to work with you?
Sometimes we have. We've had a couple that need a cashier's check or they want us to pay by card. That's been an issue for us recently, is now all of the apartments are moving onto that portal where the client goes in and pays. So we're trying to, that's one obstacle we've had recently that we're maybe thinking we might have to fix our program a little bit to accommodate that.
Is it just me, or maybe a lot of people think this, but sometimes when you're having difficulties, maybe with finances and with health, and when you combine those two, then it does seem like you have a lot more obstacles in your way as far as working with, you know, the management company, the property management, the landowner, the whoever it is you're renting from. It just seems like more and more is being stacked against people.
Yes. It seems like there's more hoops that you have to jump through, or more, like, it just gets more complicated.
I don't know if it's because we're growing so fast as a community or what, but what we think of, or when you hear, oh, that sounds like a little problem. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it's not a little problem. These extra little hoops to jump through, I mean, that leads to, you know, further depression. That leads to further, really, the list is ongoing.
Oh, it's miles long.
What are some of the things that you have seen in some of the folks you've worked with over the years as far as common, maybe, mental health issues?
Yeah, mental health has been one of those things that we don't have enough to have like that statistic, but we have definitely seen there's people that have anxiety, or there's even people that are just depressed and come to us and they're like, look, I have nothing to live for anymore, or anything like that. So it's a very tough issue, and like something we see day to day is just these people are just heartbroken.
And again, talking about Barnabas Vision here in town, so some people out there really, the main thing they may need is some type of word of encouragement or something, just somebody to talk to.
Exactly. And that ultimately is our goal. It's like I said, we are an encouragement ministry, as well as rental and utilities are something we provide to our community. But at the end of the day, if we can encourage these individuals and point them towards the Lord, and just deeply encourage them and let them know that this is not the end, that they can keep going, that's our ultimate goal.
And events like this one coming up, again, Thursday, October 23rd, these are the things that raise money to afford helping people out.
Yeah, we need as much money as we can to help these individuals, because there has been such a an increase in need, and that need needs to be met. And any donation, big or small, can help us achieve our goal to keep these people in their houses and to keep encouraging them.
Have you been surprised at some of the heartbreaking stories you've come across?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's just so much hurt. Like, this community is just hurting in various ways, whether it's with rental assistance or just things that are going on. There has just been an increase in the darkness, I think. And it's just, it is heartbreaking.
What are some of the big ones? I mean, do you see a lot of, you know, maybe single moms, single dads out there who have experienced loss of a spouse, a girlfriend, a family member, or things like that?
Oh, yeah, we see it all. We've seen single moms who, like I said, their kid got sick and they just had an unfortunate diagnosis, and you're having to all of a sudden choose between getting medicine for your child or putting food on the table or getting rent. And it's just, it's terrible. We've seen situations with domestic violence. That's also been something we have seen, which is just also heartbreaking. We've seen these victims that are on the run, and it's just, it's awful.
You seen increases in domestic violence?
I wouldn't say an increase. I think it's still stable. We definitely have seen more, I think, recently. Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those big ones. And for anybody out there listening, it seems like, I would guess, most of us have some type of connection with domestic violence, be it an extended family member or a friend. But even if you think it's not there, there's a good chance it's somewhere close by you and you don't realize it.
Oh, 100%.
How do you deal with those types of problems?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And like, you have to tread carefully. And obviously, I can't say a whole lot just because of confidentiality. But we do deal with those on a weekly, maybe monthly basis, where we'll do everything we can to help encourage and get them to safety.
Did you ever think you'd be dealing with stuff like that on a daily, sometimes basis?
No, I didn't, truthfully. I knew, like, when I started working there, started about a year ago, and I knew, like, we would have hard situations with rental and utility assistance. And, you know, there's a lot of stigmas that are around that where, you know, you might think, like, oh, it's drugs or, oh, it's alcohol. And honestly, those, yes, we still see those, but that's a lower percentage than most of our clients that walk through our door.
Again, Ansley Ledbetter with us today, and Barnabas Vision. Once more, this event coming up is October 23rd. It's at the MTSU Student Ballroom. How do you go about getting tickets if you want to support this for Barnabas?
Yes, so if you want to get tickets, you can go online to our website. We have a events tab, and it will be there, and you can click that little, it'll say get tickets here, and you can click that and be taken to the ticket page, or you can also just follow us. We're on all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and if you could just visit us there, and you can see posts about it to get to the link from there.
So search you guys on Facebook or wherever.
Facebook or Instagram.
TheBarnabasVision.org.
Yes. And yeah, that's our website.
And then I guess all the contact information, phone numbers, all that would be there too.
Yeah.
Anyway, if somebody can't make it to this event coming up, they can also reach out to help in some other way.
Yeah, we have volunteer opportunities, and we also just have a regular donation page on our website as well.
Cool. And once more, you guys do a variety of things for those in the community, but one of the big things is that helping out with rent. If somebody is at one of those hard places and they can't finish paying for that month's rent, you guys will step in and help out.
Definitely.
Well, again, event coming up October 23rd. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We're talking with David Coggin with Barnabas Vision this morning. Tell us a little bit about Barnabas.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be here. Barnabas Vision is an encouragement ministry. We focus on crisis relief, homeless prevention, and community engagement, just looking for ways to help meet the needs of the community.
How big of a problem is homelessness here in Rutherford County?
The larger that the county grows, the larger the problem here is growing with homelessness, and especially as unemployment is growing as well in the county, we see a need.
And of course, that unemployment number started really to grow exponentially during COVID. And then we saw some numbers go back to where they used to be, and then they started going up again.
Different studies across the country have dived into the issue of homelessness and unemployment rates. And while the problems that lead to homelessness are much more significant than just one category of jobs or a lack of a job, information showing what the numbers actually are in the category of unemployment are noteworthy. When you look at the general population, about 3.6% of adults in America don't have a job right now, compared to the homeless population numbers of 57% to 90% being unemployed. Again, those who were homeless saw unemployment numbers between 57% and 90% plus, making it all the more difficult to exit homelessness and find permanent shelter. Compared to the general population, only about 3.6% are currently unemployed in the U.S. But again, jobs are only a very small portion of the problem when it comes to homelessness. Some of the bigger issues revolve around mental health, addiction, and even domestic violence. That too can tie into homelessness. Sometimes situations lead to homelessness, where one problem occurs, such as a sickness, that leads to a need for medicine that has to be purchased out of pocket because of a lack of insurance. And that medicine for 1 week costs an individual $200 to $400. After that $400 is spent, they have no money to pay for the remainder of their rent. But again, it's one problem that starts, and then a snowball effect takes place.
Tell us some stories about folks that you have helped out over the years who were facing homelessness. Maybe they were about to become homeless.
There's so many stories I could tell. One in particular is someone that came last year to us, and it was really because of a water leak. And I think her water bill was usually around 100 or something, but there was a big leak and her water bill might have been almost close to 1,000. She came to Barnabas Vision and we were able to help her with her payment, and she was able to get back on her feet. She's been coming to one of our classes since last January, and she's actually donated to us. She's back on her feet.
What are some of the problems that happen or that start after a situation like that occurs? After they get one massive bill for just one utility, what are some of the other problems that they see start to develop in their life?
Oftentimes, there's late fees that's associated with that. And so then that means they get even further behind. And then so many times I hear that their car breaks down and they have to get that fixed. And then that makes them behind as well.
Like a waterfall effect of problems.
Yes.
You help them get back on their feet in a lot of different ways, but also emotionally speaking, how do you help them?
We just try to be there. We try to be their friend. We pray with everyone that we come in contact. We also say, we're here for you. I'm always willing to have a cup of coffee with them, and so is the rest of the team as well.
So many times, people have no one just to hear them talk about what's going on in their life. So again, that gift of just being able to listen to somebody does make a big difference.
How long have you been doing this?
Later this year, it'll be 14 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And you've seen a lot of people come in your doors and a lot of different walks of life from all different backgrounds.
I have.
How can people help out?
Well, they can contribute financially. They can pray for us. And they can also just volunteer at different times of the year. We do have some ongoing volunteer opportunities, but really we have a lot of seasonal opportunities, like with the Christmas sponsorships and sometimes things coming up with seasonal help, but we can always use those things.
So to volunteer, what should somebody do first?
They can contact us. They can call 615-556-5153.
For more information, visit thebarnabasvision.org. Again, that's thebarnabasvision.org. Or call the nonprofit at 615-556-5134. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.